USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Fiona has left Puerto Rico without power and water to most of the island. Governor Pedro Pierluisi warned that it could take days to get the lights back on. Fiona struck Puerto Rico as it was still trying to recover from Hurricane Maria, which killed nearly 3,000 people and destroyed the power grid 5 years ago. At least one person was killed after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit the central Pacific coast of Mexico on Monday. The epicenter, 23 miles southeast of Aquila, Mexican President Andres Manuel Obrador tweeted that the person died when a wall at a mall collapsed. A Texas official has opened a criminal investigation into whether the roughly 50 Venezuelan migrants that were flown to Martha's Vineyard are crime victims. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis paid for those flights to happen late last week. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says the migrants were in the country legally in San Antonio when they were coerced to get on the plane.
I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for, and with the knowledge that they were going to cling to whatever hope they could be offered for a better life. To just be exploited.
Zalazar says he's been in contact with Rachel Self, a Boston-based immigration lawyer who is representing some of the migrants. A Russian missile blasted a crater close to the South Ukraine nuclear power plant, damaging nearby industrial equipment but not hitting its three reactors. Ukrainian authorities denounced the strike as an act of nuclear terrorism. The missile left a hole 6.5 feet deep and 13 feet wide. According to Ukrainian nuclear operator Energodom, the reactors were operating normally and none of their employees were injured. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all gained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
One of the migrants who was seeking asylum that was bused from the southern border to New York took her own life over the weekend. Details surrounding the apparent suicide weren't provided by Mayor Eric Adams, who says he's prevented by law from sharing additional information. Adams says it's not the city's fault for what happened.
We didn't fail in this city. This city is helping people. And again, my heart goes out to that family.
It's not known when she arrived or how long she was in a shelter. At least 11,000 migrants have arrived to the Big Apple in recent months on buses sent from Texas by its governor, Greg Abbott. Adnan Syed is a free man after more than two decades behind bars. His conviction for the 1999 murder for his estranged high school girlfriend was the subject of the first season of the podcast Serial. That conviction was vacated by a Baltimore judge. Marilyn Mosby is the Baltimore State's attorney.
Our prosecutors have been sworn to not only aggressively advocate on behalf of victims of crime, but when the evidence exists, to exonerate those that have been falsely accused and convicted.
Prosecutors filed the motion to vacate the conviction after uncovering evidence that was not shared with the defense during the trial that took place in 2000. The number of arrests of undocumented immigrants at the southwestern border reached a yearly record in August. U.S. Customs and Border Protection made more than 2.1 million arrests in the 11-month lead-up. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.